AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby J. This is time for another episode of Big Facts. And today, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, you got a crazy record out there, you know what I'm saying? It's like a sports anthem, a sports national anthem, man. Nardo Wick is in the motherfucking building.
Yay.
Big Facts. What's up? What's up with you, my brother? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm chilling. How you?
Everything good?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. I did a little chop up with you probably about, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, and then It seemed like, I don't know, like 30 days later, shit just took off. Did you see that coming?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Well, why you say that? Like, did you manifest it? Did you speak it into existence?
Yeah, I was like, just believing and knowing. I know just had to catch fire. You heard, I know you're here, you're gonna like it.
Mm.
What you think you did to make people catch on to you?
I don't even know. To be real, I don't know. Like, it could be fake, so it'd be hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what was your strategy? Like, strategy?
Yeah. Like, for promotion and shit, like, trying to catch people's eye and keep, like, putting my shit on all the blog. Like, that's the shit I was doing by myself. Like, putting my shit
like
on
internet
the
internet shit?
Mm-hmm. Putting my shit on the blog, like, $50. And I was trying to do, like, snippets. Like, snippets really what caught people on to me. I was doing snippets, but I wasn't trying to do the regular, like, snippet. I was trying to do, like, a little different shit. And I'm putting them on a blog, like, that's $50, $100, $200 to get on, just paying them. And so I ain't pay say cheese, they would cost too much.
Say cheese a little too much?
Yeah, I was paying a smaller blog, like $50, like I have
$500.
It's $50 I could pay.
You're like, spread that shit out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's hard, though.
So you feel like your shit had to be it for the catch like that, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, for sure. Because everybody, I know I done it, but. Feel me? I knew what I had. I just knew. I always look at it like this. If I get this many amount of people to hear it, at least half of them are going to like it.
Mm-hmm. They're going to spread it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, coming from Jacksonville and coming from, like, that whole Florida situation, what did you do to kind of make your sound different from what was already out from down there so that you could catch once you started, like, spreading your shit around?
It's just my voice. I ain't really do nothing. That's just shit. That's just me. That's what I came up with. Like, it wasn't like really no strategic thing. I just never wasn't really heavily influenced by the Florida sound. It was always my own thing.
Okay.
And how you managed to stay out of, like, everybody know Jacksonville got a lot going on, right? Mm-hmm. So how you managed to, I guess, stay out of this shit? By just staying out of that shit?
Nah, I just ain't beefing with none of them niggas. It's that simple.
Yeah. Is it weird like us?
Nah, hell no. It's, you got to think. See, that shit, they just on a different pedestal. So, and they both here, like not here, but you know, they both got a name, so and they didn't, so it's like different. Mm. But I can be people with nigga nobody don't rap and nothing. It's like different, you feel me? They rap, so it's a difference.
Yeah. So no politics and being involved. If you had to do music with anybody you want to do music with, you just could do
it
music.
It shouldn't be. If a nigga feels some type of way, that's how they feel. But it shouldn't be.
Right. Right.
So two niggas from your city beefing, would you do a song with the other nigga? Would you do a song with one of them?
Yeah, I'm not like for his music shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that shit ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know that, but I feel like they know that though. And it wouldn't be nothing.
And that's a nigga that get on the song, dissing a nigga on the song you own. Like,
yeah.
That's a diss.
Yeah, nah, it wouldn't be nothing. Like, they respect me enough not to do that.
Yeah.
Mm. For sure.
Before you was rapping, you was playing football, right? I think so. You was playing football? Was it like high school?
Nah, I didn't play high school. I played Pop Warner.
Okay.
I stopped when I was like 14, 15.
Okay. Why you stop?
Because I feel like it would take too long. And I was doing my other shit. That's like when I started doing other shit. Like when I got like 15, that's when I started doing like shit for it, like street shit. So I feel like my mind was just on some. I could, because niggas was doing both. Mm-hmm. My mind was just on some. I wasn't feeling it no more. And I already knew what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. By that time, I knew I wanted to rap. Mm. Like by 14, I know I want to ride. I feel like football won't take too long.
Mm.
But if you got that shit like that, like you do it or don't do it, because you feel me? I feel like it's gonna take too long.
Motivational message for the youth.
Cause I still be broke right now. If I was playing football, I'd still be broke right now.
Hoping
I would have made it to college if I didn't make it.
You telling the truth.
Yeah.
And then if you get to a certain age, it become harder to rap.
And then you got to think you doing football. You got to, like, stay real dedicated to that shit. Like, mm-hmm. real, real dedicated.
Yeah, you got practices. You got scrimmages. Sure. You got all kind of shit.
Yeah, because nigga, you got them be
nigga had a talent. Nigga had a talent, but don't want to, like, nigga get exhausted. You got to think nigga been playing since they was kids working. Nigga get real exhausted.
You're right.
Like,
you're
tired of that shit.
You preaching some big facts. So you feel like you love this rap shit? Like,
yeah,
at the core? Like, you don't care how early you got to wake up, how late you got to stay up. You down for it?
For sure.
You think you could do the rap shit forever?
Yeah.
And like never get tired of it?
Yeah, until like when I'm old. But even then, probably.
How old are you?
Jay Z type old. How old Jay Z is?
He's like
50.
God damn. Yeah.
He been elevating with the time though, so that would make you 50 something.
Yeah,
that was still trying then.
I feel like you know some young shit if you
elevating with the time, yeah. And it ain't even for it, like I'd be always be involved in it. Like it might be a label, it might be anything. I'm always be involved with it for sure.
Like in some type of capacity with the music industry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You been in this shit for what, how long? Like all the way in the industry.
8, 9 since February.
Okay. Yeah, you got a chance to experience some of the fake shit yet?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like nigga be I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it.
not nobody name.
You know yeah, saying? I know what you're talking about. Like just like nigga I don't know, like niggas double back, like niggas be playing, then when they see certain shit happen, then they'll try to like reach out again, like what's up? What's
like niggas be on your dick because your song is like the number one song, but then when you were like before the number one shit, you were really trying to fuck with the nigga.
Exactly.
They didn't like want to fuck with you because they didn't feel like you were big enough or whatever.
Exactly, nigga.
You take that person
a little bit, but anyway, I just look at it like it's an industry.
Been
I know some niggas. Yeah, you been. That's how I look at it.
Hmm. So we also woke up one day to the blogs and saw some shit that you can speak on if you can't speak on this or if it's a misunderstanding, but they were like, Nardo Wick, U.S. Marshals go and arrest them and all that shit.
They had picked my brother up for murder, but they was coming from him.
Uh-huh.
But we was leaving the hotel. We were finna come to Atlanta. We were getting in the car with our bag.
Mm-hmm.
And they all hopped out on us. But it was only for him, so they weren't even supposed to fuck with me. And
right, but they ended up putting you in cuffs, putting you in the ground, all that shit.
It was only supposed to fuck with him.
Mm.
And then like, I had a bag, like a fetish, I had a bag with me, and there was a gun in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And all my jewelry and shit was in the bag. And like when they came, I dropped it, and they seen the bag and shit, and they locked everybody up. But that all our charges got dropped, besides the one who wanted for murder,
because
they weren't supposed to, for illegal search. They weren't supposed to fuck with us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they got my jewelry. The police still got my jewelry.
Why they be doing that? Why don't we get?
Shit, I don't know. I think they say something about Friday.
How can they keep your jury if it ain't their jury? What the hell they doing wearing the jury?
They talking about Friday.
They talking about Friday. They talking about co-defenders. But he not the color.
The jury ain't got nothing to do with.
They don't give a fuck.
All type of shit. And they take pictures with my shit and all.
You seen it?
Yeah, they'll take a picture
with that's what
like,
I'm saying. They got to
like,
be
right. They look at my slides. I'm like, how much you pay for them? It's like, shit, honey. I guess you could do that when you're getting that rapper money, huh?
So they hating.
Yeah, that's fucking yeah.
You never had that chance where you be like, fuck the rap shit.
Hell no. I don't think I ever said that.
Like, coming up, I'm saying, like, towards your grind, like when you was grinding.
Nah, honestly, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people say it really happened quick, but I feel like it was taking real long. I was never saying fuck it because I was like, oh, it was saying like, oh yeah, it's coming. I always feel it like, oh yeah, it's coming. I'm nothing.
Like how you said, fuck football. Have you ever had a moment like that where you just like, I'm not doing this shit because it's like too much?
No. Because it's different. That shit like, it's like, it's what I want to do. So it's a difference.
Yeah. How long you say you spent, like, you one of the people that be in the studio that don't leave the studio? You one of them type of niggas? Or?
Yeah, I ain't got like that yet. But when I go, like, I'm too picky, like, for his beats and shit. Like,
yeah.
So, it, like, when I find a beat, like, I really, then I go in. Like, if a nigga give me five raw-ass beats, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sit in.
You going to lock in?
Hell yeah.
You heard that smoke beat. You thought that was the one?
Nah, I was doing it regular. Like, for that time, I was just recording. They were, like, trying to make it. So, I was just, every time I hear some shit I like, I go in the studio, record, then leave, go, then come back about 2 days later, record a song. I was just making songs, being my catalog up, just to make them though.
So when you got that call about the Judas and the Black Messiah soundtrack, and then they told you that you only had 24 hours to turn around the song for this big ass soundtrack, how did that hit you?
And I ain't gonna lie, I was at my grandma's house when he called. I was like, all right, I'm gonna go do it. I went and did it, but I didn't know who I was gonna be on it.
Right.
Like, then when I seen the playlist, I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
A lot of people on
that. So was that like a moment where you felt like, damn, like, okay, now I'm really starting to make it type shit?
No, I don't think I got that moment until, I don't know exactly when Smoke started really pick up.
It gotta be all them sports games, bro. I'm talking about they play your shit at the big sports games. Yeah. Like, I feel like they're gonna play your shit maybe at the Super Bowl, bro. Like, every big sporting event, when they win.
It's taking a minute for them to catch on.
Yeah, it's some big ass licensing checks coming in.
For sure.
It's taking a minute for them to come on, to catch on. They caught on, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing a lot lately.
Yeah. So you was talking about them blogs earlier. Was Dirk and like, G Herbo and them going up on social media before or after them blogs? Like, did they get it from the blogs or did they get it from somewhere else? I'm trying to understand
Herb
that.
Got it from somewhere else. I think they all got it from word of mouth, but they ain't get it from the internet. They got it from word of mouth.
Mm.
Like, niggas, they know putting my name in the end, shit like that.
Yeah. And they just said, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, even when, like, a nigga put, like, okay, a nigga tell them about me, but they stand with me and they gonna fuck with me.
Mm.
You gotta fuck with me. But like, nigga, like rappers, like they'll fuck with you more once they meet you.
Mm-hmm.
But they were fucking with me before, like my music. But then they met me, now then they fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So does it make it like easier for you to navigate through the industry having friends that are like already in position?
It ain't. I don't really got that many industry friends. We got like a couple on them. Really, the only niggas I fuck with. The niggas y'all ever seen? The only niggas I fuck with. I don't really fuck with a lot of them niggas like that.
You think you got to move out of Jacksonville?
Yeah, I don't be in Jacksonville like that. Like, I'm always doing shows and shit, so I be on the road. Like, when I'm there, I don't even be in Jacksonville. I beat up, but I'm not there.
How important you think it is to move out of town like Jacksonville once you? You know what I'm saying? Get something going.
It's important. Like, if I'm trying to live, like, if I'm moving how I was moving here, yeah, like, if I'm trying to live there, nah, you can't do that. But, like, but how I move right now, it's like, it's great, but I still got to move, just period. So I can be comfortable. Like, I'm living out of down, like, a suitcase. I go buy shit, cause I don't never go to the house. So shit be in a suitcase. Now I just go on the passenger track when the suitcase get too full. Like, when I get in my crib, I can put my shit in the closet, shit like that. I be losing so much shit. Cause, like, all my shit in the suitcase.
So with what you think the best you took? What you think the best thing was for you when you got in this rap shit? Like the change? Like what you think was changed for the positive? Based on what I'm trying to say, like
not being broke.
You that what you Beside mean? That though, you know we gonna say not, like made you start thinking different and doing different shit when you start to receive. Oh, you like, know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. What you shit is going good?
What changed for you when shit started going good?
The way I move, a lot of shit like the way I move, who I fuck with like that, like shit like that. Cause you gotta think when you like that, you gotta really watch your circle, and then you can move how you want. Like sometimes people get like. But now I know for sure. Like when I know for sure I can move how I will move. Hmm. But at first I was still a little lenient with it. But now I can't.
Is it less stressful? Is your life less stressful now? It's weird, right? Because it's like you're away from the bullshit.
It's less stress from that other shit, but it's still like
a good stress.
You'd rather deal with this than that, though.
I was at my own phone. I got videos on my phone, like talking to my phone. Like I'm broke as fuck right now, but I know I did it for when I was gonna get talking. I was outside my grandma house, just talking to my phone, like looking at the camera. Like, I'm broke as fuck right now.
That was the first time I was just broke as fuck. How did shit go?
It came up. I was broke when I made that. I was flipping with the rent money.
You said flexing with the rent money.
Pull up and bring me the rent money.
So, like, speaking of, like, you know, knowing how to move and everything being a lot stressful, with having your mom as your manager, does that kind of take a load off of you about having to try to worry about, like, somebody, like, getting over on you or, you know what I'm saying, not handling your business because, you know, like, this is my mom and she's not going to let anybody fuck me over.
It's so, and she do more than just manage. She do everything.
She my mom.
I don't remember, like, for shit, like, booking a flight, booking a hotel, anything, like, everything. Everything. Like, then, like, an assistant, too.
That's hard.
What's your inspiration just to even want money, just to even want to live, not even from being broke? Like, what else inspire you to want to stay on top and be on top?
I got my people. That's it, really. Make a lot of people happy. A lot of people counting on me. I don't got to, but I want to.
Mm-hmm. How you deal with the people who feel like you owe them something that ain't never fuck with you?
Fuck them. You know what you deal with them? Like, fuck them. Like the people that call me, like people be getting mad at me. Like my cousin, he locked up right now. He was like, you tell me happy birthday, nigga. I like, I ain't say happy birthday last year. You ain't say nothing.
Like the fuck?
This year he want a birthday gift, all that shit.
I always just say that. Like they, my people, like why you ain't answer? I was like, man, I done went 7 months without seeing you talking to you, a year without seeing you talking to you. Like I'm on my phone.
Now all of a sudden it's a big deal. Like
That shit be ringing.
Nah, that's crazy right there. I ain't never thought about that. You ain't give a fuck about me.
I was like, bro, I ain't tell you happy birthday last year. You ain't say nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, how do you deal with, like, do you have like brothers and sisters and shit?
Mm-hmm.
And like, so how do you deal with like you said, like the other family members and the other people that may feel like entitled because they were quote unquote with you, like when you were broke and like flexing with the rent money and stuff like that?
Nah, everybody who with me, they good. Like everybody who with me, like and really believe in me, they good. Cause you gotta think, they pulling up to the studio, sleeping at the studio with me, coming to music videos, and they ain't got to like doing missing shit they got going on for me, and I wasn't even nothing yet.
Yeah.
Some people be excited about what I'm about to say, is some people don't be fucking with it. How do you feel about so many people taking your song and your beat and flipping it and doing freestyles and different versions of it? Is that something that you embrace, or is that something where you be like, man, why they fucking with my song?
I don't care about that. I be liking that shit. Like, I be feeling like that shit, they know it's my shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
More promo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they ain't doing that shit to no wax song.
Not like Big Sean did, went crazy on it.
He did freestyle. Niggas ain't Big Sean. They ain't finna go rap on
right, them. Right, right. They not gonna take no wax off.
So this shit gotta be hot.
But some artists just being their feelings about it. Like, you said what?
Everybody and their fucking mama done did.
Yeah. I think it's hard. But some artists, I'm not saying him, but I'm saying like they'll be in their feelings like, man, I don't like people rapping over my shit and that's my shit.
Nigga be that went harder than them. You can't go harder than what Shout out already stepped this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't feel hell. I don't feel no type of way, period. I put toward that shit.
Who you think had the hardest verse on the remix?
Oh, you talking about my shit?
Yeah.
I fuck with her. I don't know. All of them slid in their own way.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. They all slid, but in their own way. Like, every time I listen to it and the different parts come on, I feel something different.
You relate to a different part of each one, yeah.
That's a hell of a remix, but you got three of them. For three of the solid ones on
your
shit.
Three of the biggest names, yeah.
That shit coordinated perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all shot the video all in one spot in one city.
Nah, LA and Atlanta. Shot on dirt shit in LA, and then Savage and Herb shit in Atlanta.
Okay,
thank
you. You think you got some songs? Well, obviously, like you got songs that's gonna be bigger than that. Bigger than, yeah.
I feel like for sure.
Is there any you can name on the top of your head that we might not have heard? Like. Man, this song, y'all need to look out for this when I drop this. This is going to go crazier.
Nah, y'all going to know, though. Y'all going to like this one here, time out.
Yeah. When it drop, we go down.
For sure.
Do you have any songs, like, for the ladies?
Yeah, I do. But it's, like, still on some gangster shit, but it's for the later.
Okay. Okay.
Jay is waiting. She's
I don't know how to sing yet.
You said you don't know how to sing yet?
I can't do that. So, but I still be rapping about it.
Yeah.
At least you say that, because some niggas who can't sing, they gonna put all kind of auto tune and filters, and they gonna make themselves sing. Like, you just gonna go get a nigga who sing if you want a nigga to sing on your shit, right?
I want to learn how to use that shit, but like just differently. Like I don't want to use like everybody else.
Like everybody just like, slap it on there.
I want my shit to sound like me, like you hear, but like you know how you hear Travis Scott, Future, you know it's them. Like I want my shit to be like that.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You can get back one moment in your life, what one would it be?
I feel like everything happened how it was supposed to happen.
That's deep.
So,
that's solid.
Like, when shit happened at the moment, then you'd be like, damn, I wish I would just stay in my ass in the house. But, yeah, that happened how it was supposed to happen. I look at shit like, if I didn't, like, even though it don't be big shit, I'm like, okay, boom. I say some shit like, if I didn't get a lot of that day, what I would have blew up, like shit like that. I always feel like everything supposed to play how I'm supposed to play. Like, cause when different shit happen, your mind be in different places, so you go to think about different shit, come up with different ideas.
When you have like your spare time and you know your downtime when you're not doing shows and you're not at the studio and stuff, what do you like to do?
I be chilling, like, really, yeah, chilling. Hoes, I don't got nothing.
You said what?
Hoes.
Fuck with hoes.
About to go shopping.
Yeah.
You play the game?
I don't play the game.
It's a good plan.
I used to play. I don't play no more. I'm saying, I be thinking too deep. Like if I think too deep, I don't want to play no more. Like I be like, this shit fake. It's over. Just fake. I'm just playing this anime. You feel me?
Yeah.
You been on the gram a lot?
Yeah, I've been. Yeah. I look at TV and shit though. Sometimes.
What you be watching on TV?
Series.
You.
I'm trying to finish that you shit. Squid
you was hard.
Games.
Yeah, I just finished it.
I ain't seen none of that shit.
You said you never had a job. You feel like that shit torture.
Yeah.
What you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like it's torture. Like, you gotta wake up at a certain time. You gotta be there.
Somebody, that shit like jail, you gotta answer to a nigga.
You finna
like,
go there. Somebody finna tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And you gonna listen or you gonna get fired. So, nah.
I feel you, my nigga.
But would you tell another young nigga that's just.
Nah,
super,
that's what. Some niggas comfortable with it. I just want
to. Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
It's just a like, personal choice.
But if you gotta do that, go do it. Like, if you don't want to do no, you feel me, go do it. Like, I was just looking at it like, I go rob a nigga and get like, this much, why would I go to work for a week? You feel me? For real.
Yeah. But some niggas ain't good robbers, so they, you know, gotta stick to the number.
They might be better at working a job than robbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Nah, I mean,
but you gotta think, yeah, for real. Like, if I go do this to somebody and get $7,000, $5,000.
In like 20 minutes?
Yeah. Less than that. Fuck, I'm gonna do all, go to work for 2 weeks.
$200 for a week.
2 weeks to make $500.
But, hell no. But how much? I feel you.
So, how you much? Come from hustling? Your daddy, your mama hustling?
Yeah, I knew it. Like, I always like analyze shit. Like, I knew everything that was going on real young. Like, I took my mom went to prison 5 years for fraud. So she had money. Like, my daddy, Dread, nigga, rest up, Dread. Dread used to come and have a big ass trash bag, stank, you know what that is. And I always knew what was going on, though. Like, I knew what I just pay attention. Like, I knew a nigga was fire. So, like, anytime I had Nick down, Cutie, Old Pound, I knew what everything was before somebody ever told me, just from always listening to my daddy. Mm. Shit like that. Yeah, everybody in my family hustle. Like, then when I used to be like doing, like, even if I was selling, like, I done sold candy before, even if I was selling candy, my daddy would be like,
you don't want to be known for selling shit.
Like, here's how to make it. I'm like, nigga, what you been doing my whole life?
Nah, but you changing the whole shit, though. You changing the whole dynamic of the whole shit.
For sure.
You feel like you were chosen?
Yeah, I always felt like that since I was, like, since I was a baby. I felt like anything I ever did, I felt like I was just chosen. Like,
you were just always the one.
I just feel like that, yeah. Anything.
Shit, that's how you're supposed to feel.
I always been like a leader.
Yeah.
What you think, like, for discipline with your parent, what you think the biggest shit that made them mad as a kid you did?
My mama, she found out about the shit I was doing. And then my daddy, he ain't really too much find out about a lot of shit. Because I had, like, well, when I was doing the shit I was doing, I really wasn't going over there like that. Like, when I was, like, 15 to 17, I really wasn't going over there like that. Probably go over there once. If it's 4 months or something, shit, like, I really, so he didn't know what was going on. My mama did, like, when she found out about all the shit I was doing, like, she broke down crying and shit. That shit hurt my feelings, but, and then.
Did that make you change, like, when you saw her cry?
Nah. And when Kyle was like, it ain't make me change. I'm already doing it.
I'm already in it.
What you crying for? I gotta get this money.
Nah, I wasn't late. I don't know. I just ain't. I said what made me change when I felt like I wasn't gonna make it if I kept doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
That what made me change. I was like,
yeah.
God. You gotta see it for yourself.
Yeah. And then my dad did this shit. I don't know, he ain't never really get mad about no shit. He used to get mad about dumb shit, you know. Yeah. He got mad cause I got injured before in football. I'm like, nigga, how you mad cause I'm hurt? And I ain't soft, like, I don't never get hurt.
Yeah.
But I got hurt. I'm like, bro. But nah, he ain't. Don't get mad about shit. Mm. The time he get mad if I don't come see him or something like that. Something like that. I let that nigga know so much. I just be doing shit.
What's some of the shit you feel like he instilled in you that you never told him thank you for, but you want to tell him thank you about? appreciate you teaching me this.
A lot of shit. Like, just how toughness, how to be a man, period. Like, you taught me that shit. Because my mama went to prison. I was living with my mama from all the way to 8. She went to prison. I was with my daddy. And that shit, like, I feel like I needed that shit to, like, turn me to a man, like, earlier. Like, I knew how to move. I just watch them and shit. Like, they made me tough. I know how to move. Like, a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. You say you got more by watching than him, what he actually told you. You got more, you picked it up, basically.
Yeah, even when he'll tell me shit, like, motherfucker think he ain't listening, but I listen to everything, so I say shit. So if it really, like, I go back and listen. If it really makes sense, I'm gonna listen. Right. I'm gonna use it.
You're gonna compare it to, like, what you actually saw and see if it evens out. Mm-hmm. Type shit. Okay.
What's some of the shit that they were telling you when you was younger that you were like, nah, now you see, like, yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember. Like, I don't know.
You know how back when somebody said on it, like, when your mama, you'd be like, everybody ain't your friend. You think these your friend?
Yeah,
you can see it as a child. You know what I'm saying? Like, they my friend, mom. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, but yeah, for sure. Like that go, yeah, for sure. But I used to, back then when I used to say, like, we kids. So I ain't, that's how you look at it. Like, we just kids. They is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I feel like they could have been saying it for now. Like, when you get older, just instilling it in you. Like, everybody not your friend. Don't think that.
And yeah, then
my mom used to say
that.
Like, when I used to say my friends, you like, don't say that. Say associate.
Mm.
Yeah. Because they be seeing shit, like, that you don't even be seeing. Because they've been through shit. And they know, like, the type of character traits that people have, even, like, when they're little, before they grow up, to be big fuck niggas. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
what's one thing, like, maybe I want to say stupidest, but what's one time where you, like, look back and be like, why the fuck did I do that? Like, maybe some shit that you just was like, man, why the hell? What the hell was I on? One of them moments.
I can't even really. I don't know if I can. I can say it.
You ain't gotta. Yeah.
You ain't gotta go too far.
Don't. Yeah.
I don't know. People gonna bad me.
Don't tell
you.
No, it ain't.
It don't matter, but you trying to counsel a nigga, but you.
Yeah,
fuck
we ain't.
That.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
on
we,
up.
Yeah,
the
we
next
ain't
question,
trying to.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about some just, you know how we all just say, bump, yeah. Like, just some shit, like, what the fuck.
Yeah,
but if it's like that, then.
If that's what came to your mind.
Right. Next.
I wasn't for that. I know, Tom, they weren't like that, but that'd be thanks to me.
Yeah. You into a lot of, like, fashion, obviously, jewelry and, like, shoes, kicks, all that type of shit, lifestyle?
Yeah. Probably need to get my shit back, though.
How long did I have this shit?
Like a month, almost.
Charged like, that shit happened in August, like, right?
Yeah.
Charged him a rental fee. Seriously.
Man, you need to sue their ass, for real. Plans.
And then they can auction your shit if they have it for too long.
But I thought they could auction your shit if you did, if you, like,
if you did something
wrong. Like, you got charged. You
ain't do shit.
You were just around, like.
Exactly, they didn't get my shit.
So. Yeah, they gonna get it to. They did.
Yeah, they gonna get it to me. I think they said something about Friday, so I'm gonna
see that. He off his friend. What, you gotta go pick it up? They gonna bring it to you? Because I know you don't wanna
go
to this.
Pick it up.
You gotta go pick it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick it up.
It's your shit, so you'll go pick it up.
For sure.
Yeah.
That shit's so lame.
That's the worst, man.
The lamest shit ever.
I bet they do every day, like.
How similar do you think the streets is to the rap game?
Similar, like, for us, niggas fucking with a nigga to get on and shit like that. For us, fake shit. Like, you know, in the streets, nigga fuck with you because they think you got something going on. Same shit about music, nigga only fuck with you because they think you got something going on.
But with the fake shit and niggas fucking with you because you're on, do you think, with the similarities with the street shit and the rap shit, do you think you still have to, like, watch out for niggas and keep them at a distance because you never know, like, if they really fucking with you because they fuck with you or if they fucking with you because, you know, they're trying to work their move or whatever.
I'm going to know all the energy, like, all the vibe when I meet with a nigga. You don't know. Well, I know. Like, premonition, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Hey, that shit ever led you wrong, though?
Premonition?
Yeah. Like, you thought, like, this nigga fuck nigga, but then your nigga end up being suck.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Not yet.
Cause I be thinking, yeah, that's what I don't want to say. I think they're fucking nigga got ripped, but my God, I already be up on every nigga. Period.
Yeah, guilty and so innocent exactly, these days because these niggas be tripping.
Then if a nigga do some flaw shit, I be like, I was already expecting it, but like my guard was up to it.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like it only leads you wrong if you put too much emotion into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you put emotion to it, it can lead you either way. Like, that's my
It can overshadow show. Like what's really going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you just listen to solely it and it tells you some shit ain't right and you just listen to it without your emotion or your ego
and just kind of sit back and see, like,
you 99% know, yeah, of the time it's gonna be right. Never. Now if it ain't right, it's because you know you let a little of that emotion mix with that shit.
You got a kid?
Nah, not yet. I want one. I want a daughter.
You got a girl?
Nah, I want one. I want a daughter.
No, I mean, do you have like a girlfriend? Like
he said he got hoe.
Oh, yeah, something like that. He said he had hoe. Nah, I ain't got no hoe.
No, I mean, do you have like a special hoe?
I be telling her I ain't got no hoe. I'm talking about a month ago, 2 months ago. For real. I'm talking about like 2 months ago. I'm talking about like 2 months ago. I had a lot.
How important you think it is for a nigga to have a good girl and move in this shit, though?
I feel like a real important, like, cause it, like, it give a nigga peace of mind. Like, yeah, I think a nigga be tired of sleeping in bed with different hoes, like, all that different energy, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
give
you
a peace of mind, like, you feel me? Like, okay, I can chill, I ain't gonna fuck all them hoes. I'm gonna go record, right? And you know you got something to go on, you lay with, you feel me? Like, a different type of, instead of you going, you nigga be tired of fuck, gotta come home to, feel me?
Bullshit.
Yeah, not even that. It's like, sleep, nigga get tired of sleeping by themselves.
Yeah. What you look for, like they make a
hoe? Yeah. I mean a girl. like
what you looking for in a female to make them be like
that one.
That you be like, yeah.
See, I don't know, it just the vibe. I'm real picky, like I'm real picky, like super like, so a hoe gotta be, I gotta vibe with them, they gotta be they sell pretty, of course, and then I like the whole they attitude. I look at the way they look at shit, the way they talk, like they hygiene, a lot of shit. Mm. Real, real picky.
You think you could date a female after another nigga that's been in the industry?
Nah, hell no.
No.
And
no,
it depends.
You can hit them though.
For sure. I'm saying it depends though. Like if they was public with it, then probably yeah. Cause ain't like, but if a nigga just hit the whole, no, like when they just hit the whole line on something.
He said if it was a real relationship.
Like, so if she was, so basically you're saying,
no,
like,
saying,
if
it was a real,
if she was solid with the other nigga.
Right.
I'm saying, like, if they was in a real relationship, like a longevity relationship, like, that's the only nigga she fucking the whole time, and then she get out of that relationship, and she, then you snatch her up real quick, that's great. Mm-hmm. But if nigga just hitting her, like, she's single, she being single, but these niggas hitting her ass.
Ain't nobody, no. Yeah, you ain't been nobody else, girl. You can't be mine, basically.
No, not even that. Yeah, kind of.
You said in particularly you want a daughter. You for wouldn't sure. Want a son. Like
I want a son too, but I want a daughter first.
You want a daughter first? Yeah. Why is that? I'm curious.
I just like the girl real precious to me.
Yeah.
I want a daughter. And my nieces.
That's out.
Change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely change.
Yeah, I come from daddy's screen. He just had a little girl.
I just had a little girl. Yeah. So I feel you.
For sure. That's your first. That's your first one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have one like 2 years. I really don't care when it comes, but like,
well, find the right candidate to, you know, to have. Of course, you know that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So yeah. I down to have one. That be going on. from the wrong candidate.
Yeah.
What kind of chicks in your DM now? Composed the last year, like.
Yeah, I'm holding the DM. That shit crazy. Like,
any blue checks?
Yeah. For sure.
Said, that's all it is, blue checks.
You ain't jumped down on none of that shit yet?
I know it.
He been saying
I did a couple times.
Or like a month or two ago, you know, yeah, like I kind of, you know, but, you know, since the month and two has been up. Like,
what you been looking at? You been seeing some shit that you want? Like, damn, I want that shit, though.
Nah. About a month ago, 2 months ago, I look at shit, but like, I'm going to hit that shit. Not no want that shit. I don't just look at her and say I want her, like, for it, like, cuffing. I gotta meet her further, but I'm gonna say I wanna hit that off rip. Like, I said, oh, that's bad, but I am. I gotta smack that one.
Hmm. That's crazy.
How are you?
19.
Are you 19?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a lot of time to wrestle. A lot of shit.
That's true.
You wanna have a kid before you wanna have a kid now, basically, huh? So you feel like you ready?
Yeah, like as long as I got this from the right person, yeah. Legit, want a little daughter.
I think it helped when you're not broke. You know what I'm saying? It helped a lot when you're not broke.
But I ain't gonna lie, if I would have had a chip back then, I feel like it happened for a reason, so all that shit probably entertaining what that would have made me do. But then I again say no, cause I probably like, cause it was at the point of time I wasn't doing shit for street shit. So that if I would have had a daughter, and I was just being broke. Like everything was on the music. Like I knew the shit from the park. I wanted to, cause I feel like I go do something bad, that shit was gonna fuck up
so
the
let's,
algorithm or something, like everything.
But I'm asking some real shit. If you had that daughter and you was rapping and didn't make it yet, would you have went the street way, or maybe would you have potentially got a job? Or what you?
Nah, but it's in the stomach. I would have lived like this. I got 9 months.
Okay. So I gotta figure it out.
You would have tried to like budget your time out.
I would have been strictly music. I got 9 months to blow. That's how I would have looked at it. Ooh. If I would have had a daughter.
I like it. I like that. Yeah.
You saying you to use that for your motivation?
Yeah, that's what I use.
Hey, where that dude that who told you he gonna be Dane Holly Berry if you be rich? Where he is?
I don't know, man. I gotta go see that nigga. He gonna probably say, he don't know. Oh, I had to know. I just sent him a picture with them rats.
Where she at?
Right.
Nah, I'm talking about.
Definitely, I used to tell people that though. I promise, I used to tell people that. People know, like people I used to tell that. No, I used to say that a lot.
What you say?
I'm gonna be rich. I used to tell everybody that. It's the mama, that everybody. I used to say it.
And speak that shit into existence.
Looking like you feel me. I used to tell everybody that though for sure. Like my ex, and she one of the ones that know. I used to always say that shit.
What happened with y'all?
You still fuck with her?
We just slowly broke apart. We broke apart before the music shit, though, like before I blew up, though. But she know, like, she's still good, though. Like, if she ever would need anything, I have.
You a real nigga.
But she's straight, though.
You a real nigga. Because she ain't never, like, crossed you or no shit like that, so you don't have no reason to, like, not fuck with her. Y'all just grew apart?
Mm-hmm. Really, I just ain't want to cheat on her. That's what I told her. I ain't want to cheat.
That's solid too.
What made you feel like you gonna cheat though?
Cause I had just turned either 18. So I'm like, I'm looking like hoes already at my neck still, like even as a regular nigga, like hoes in the city at my like little hoes. So I'm like, oh man.
That's a really mature decision.
I'm like, that's the only girl I was with since I was 14, so that's all I was having. I was like, mama, I can't do that. I gotta, you feel me? Go experience something else. But I don't want to cheat on you.
And it could feel like you want to be with your daughter, mama. You want to be in a relationship with her.
Yeah, I don't got to, but yeah.
You know, you already say you got her back. She never go.
Nah,
he said, nah, that ain't what we doing today, man.
I fuck with a little something.
So what's one thing the world just might not know about Nardo Wick? Like, she was about to ask you about cooking.
Like, when you're at home, do you cook at all? Yeah. Are you good at cooking?
Bricks and shit. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Food, nigga.
I'm talking about food. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, bricks. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Goulash.
Okay.
You had
me for a bit.
Yeah.
Hell
nah, I'm
gonna
death in the shit.
I'm like, the fuck?
Nah, I'm talking about shit like that. I know how to make a hamburger. Like good hamburgers.
What else?
Buddhas, Fruit Loop, Frost Flakes, shit like that.
The shit he's supposed to be eating at 19.
Yeah. Hot dog. I ain't never made a hot dog on the stove.
How you make them?
In a bowl, in the microwave, a bowl of water.
Life hack. Interesting.
Eggs and noodles. Eggs and...
You said eggs and noodles?
You never had that?
Nah, yeah. Man.
You still eating that?
Nah, I would. That shit good, though.
What do you mean, like boiled eggs? Or
nah, scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scrambled eggs and noodles, then like...
So that shit good?
Yeah. Hamburger meat, scrambled eggs and noodles. That's good. It's real.
What's one thing you want to do for the city of Jacksonville, regardless of what it may be? One thing to make you
like
proud.
Like when you get a chance to go back.
I'd probably bring everybody together the one day.
Do like a show or something.
Yeah, like everybody.
That'd be hard.
You think it's possible?
Yeah. It ain't. It's possible. I feel like for me, I feel like niggas will put that pride to the side for a day.
Yeah, because, you know, Duval does his thing down there, like, yeah, I think every Labor Day or whatever, yeah, and they be having, like, thousands and thousands of people with no incidents, and everybody just comes out and has a good time. Yeah, it'd be nice down there.
That'll be hard. And see, he manifested too, just like he manifested that money and all that shit. I like, bro, because it's like in his head, ain't no option. I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna do this. It's confidence.
Exactly. You know,
without being cocky, it's just confidence.
Don't say no.
Nothing out loud that's not positive or prosperous.
Yeah, I don't ever say that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't never lie. I never say it. I hope I'm gonna get rich. Never ever came out of my mouth. Except that not.
Like, I'm going to be rich, like, no doubt.
For sure. Exactly. That's why I used to.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to be saying I'm a rap, it was like, but what you going to do? Your backup plan? I'm going rap. What you mean?
If you said
you're going to go to the work, you're going to be this, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to go to college, and you're going to be a doctor, that's what you're going to do, ain't it? I'm going rap. I just knew, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, you said, I feel like I was chosen.
What you think you're using the rap as a vehicle too, though, because I'm sure there's other shit you want to do. Like, I don't know, business shit.
Like,
whatever.
Do you invest or anything?
I got one Airbnb. I'm trying to find the right. Like, once some shit hit, pick up. I'm gonna do that. I want to learn about that cryptocurrency shit too. I know. I have been seeing people do that shit.
Yeah.
You gotta fuck some of this shit up first, though. Yeah, you know what I mean. Nigga got going on in. Nigga got to go get the whips out of that shit first, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 19.
Huh? I mean, I get far.
Yeah. You got a long time in this shit, though, because, like you said, I was just still stuck on the part when you were like, he was like, what you would have did if you got female pregnant before. I got 9 months. It's not real shit.
That's
though.
It. Yeah. That was no
but if I would have did it too. Like,
for
if
sure.
I had a female pregnant, because, like, from the time, like, if you start when I, like, started taking it serious. That shit started picking up before 9 months. Thankfully.
When you think an artist should just be like, maybe this rap shit ain't for me.
I know how real, I ain't gonna lie. But it just take for the right person to tell them. Like, you gotta think, you ain't gotta rap to be in the music industry.
Facts.
There's a million ways to get paid.
And this shit, so you gotta rap if that shit ain't, like, this shit real, like, you gotta have a real, like, I don't know how to explain this shit.
Drive.
It's kind of harder than what people think, but it ain't. Like, you got to have a sound. You got to have it. Some people don't got it. Like, some people can rap, rhyme, everything. They just don't got it.
Yeah.
It's you don't have the look or the package. Like,
how hard it is for you to tell your partner that, like, a nigga that's like, bro, I can do this shit.
I never tell them they can't, but, like, if a motherfucker around me that can't rap, I just tell them that shit ain't. Keep trying, like, I just tell him, like, I just had to give him advice, like, you got to feel everything you saying, you got to mean everything you saying, you got to deliver that shit right. I just lie to, like, if I listened to my first song, I was just, who wants more, I'm tripping, that shit was like, saying? Like, I was saying, I was real dull, but I went back and redid it, like, some months, like, after that, I made my first song.
After you understood the process of, like, how to really make a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah, that confidence, that structure. The voice, like, it's a lot due to that shit, though.
You think people take, like, if you would have told them this a year ago, like, bro, that shit ain't it. You think a nigga take it different from you telling them now?
Yeah. Because back then.
Because you're Nardo now, and back then you were just like.
Nigga probably think you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, we know what I'm saying. Yeah. But them niggas didn't really start trying to rap until I was. To now, like, till I start, this ain't me doing it. Like, a lot of people think that shit damn impossible. Like people look at, I used to be looking like, that shit too good to be true.
Yeah.
But that shit possible for sure. Like, for real.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. and a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
What's the worst part about the rap shit, and what's the worst part about the street shit?
The fake shit, and then the street shit, the losses, and the fake shit.
Facts. Mm. Facts.
So fake shit, yeah, fake shit in the streets too, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thanks. But my circle always been real small. I can know a nigga, but like, force if I call you. Like, my circle always been real, real small. Like, if my nigga, like, if two of my niggas was to get locked up, I'm at, like, that shit a little crazy walking. Like, we'd probably be like fours. But it don't never matter. Like, nigga ain't gonna know.
Have you ever lost anybody to, like, some snake shit that you felt or thought, like, was one of the most solid people that you had around?
Nah. I done been colorful, but not from nobody that I just really...
Not anybody in your inner circle?
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
Because everybody in my circle, like, from the sandbar, like, literally, like, young babies. But even then, motherfuckers can build remorse, but nah, it's like real love. Like, I be seeing relationships from other niggas. Mm-hmm. I be knowing how them niggas, like, I be like, this how you niggas, like, I don't know. Like, that shit be all love. Like, when niggas be like, I don't know, niggas be, I don't know. Like, real love in my circle.
Yeah.
Like, brothers, like, love each other different, like a family. It ain't like a family.
Like, some put-together shit because mm-hmm. of this shit right here. Like.
Yeah.
What city you gonna visit that you like the most outside of your city?
Atlanta and Chicago. I fuck with Atlanta and Chicago. I like Chicago Hoes. Well, Atlanta, too. I used to like Chicago Hoes.
For real. What you like about Atlanta?
It feel like home more. Like, feel like down to like Jacksonville to me, just like it's different, but it's still the South. Like, it's gutter. Like, I like that shit, but it's still, it's great.
You ever been overseas?
Nah, not yet.
Do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Where you want to go?
I gotta get my passport.
Like the day you get your passport, the first time you have a chance to like leave out of here and go out the country, where do you want to go?
Mm-hmm. The female gotta tell me.
Where they book you? They gonna be booking you over there too. Wherever they book you.
Mm-hmm. And they pay double over there. Don't ever forget that.
Mm-hmm. They were saying some shit about Bahamas or something. I just seen. I don't know though.
You like, you want to be around water?
I can swim, so yeah, I don't matter. Like, that shit look pretty. Like, I ain't. There's a lot of shit I ain't did, man. Before.
So what do you want to do, like, before? Because I ask everybody this when they come, like, if you had a bucket list of, like, shit that you wanted to do before you checked out, like I said, a place you want to go, an activity that you want to do, something you haven't eaten, or, you know, anything that you want to just get done before you check out of here, like, what are some of the things that would be on that list?
It's a lot of shit. Travel and shit like that. Go places. Like, be able to, like.
This nigga 19, man. He got to do everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit. I ain't did shit for real. It's a lot of shit. Buy certain cars, drive certain cars. That's a lot of shit. But I want to go to Puerto Rico, though, for sure. But you don't need a passport to go there.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
If somebody pull up to a Not a Wick show, what can they expect? Like, if you go on tour and you're doing shows, your concerts,
oh,
and
on
the
tour
shit.
And shit.
Yeah,
like
just
that.
In general, they if they buy their ticket to come to your show, like this
what
the time to tell,
see?
Time to tell niggas.
Or how
like,
am I gonna feel when I leave there?
This is what you can expect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, I'm good time. Like for it's like touring shit, I gotta like that shit gotta be all mapped out. Like,
mm-hmm.
gotta put on a show.
But I'm saying
like the club shit is.
Well, the club too, but I'm saying if they come to a show, can they expect like crowd surfing and shit like that?
Oh,
type
you talking
of
about shit
turning
like
up, or
ain't
you
no
just
telling. I do shit like that. I ain't gonna lie.
You would?
With yeah. the big crowd jumping in front of?
I don't know.
You do rolling out? Did you do rolling out?
Yeah, but that shit was great. Yeah, I think they got different stages.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But they ain't put you on that one yet.
Nah.
Somebody done brought you out on one of the ones, though.
Yeah, what I'm saying, yeah.
What about when Dark and Moneybagg brought you out?
I think it was like 10,000 people.
How that shit felt to hit them folk? What the fuck is that?
That shit, like,
yeah.
Shit felt good. And then Baby just brought me out. He was in West Palm Beach. They put a little shit in my ear. I ain't even know nothing about that. that shit changed everything. Like,
told you off a little bit.
I can't hear the crowd, but it like sound better. Like you can hear the music and it better like feel.
Yeah.
Better. You feel what's going on more.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you should have been doing that.
I feel like that's when you know you made it. I feel like that's when you know you made it. When you got the little shit in your ear, man. Like, yeah. That's when you know you do a show.
Name on the dough
Secret
and shit.
Service. Mm-hmm.
So you ain't had that moment with a like, damn, that blow your mind moment yet, like.
A little bit.
The record platinum, right? Platinum?
Almost
platinum.
Which moment blew your mind? Like, damn, but I'm him. I knew I was him, but god damn.
That my shit hit number 17 on the charts. I'm like, damn. Even though that's what I hope for and
that you like manifested.
To see that shit.
And the clarity on that 17, like people don't know, that 17 is 17 out of all the niggas making music. Yeah, like sometimes people like take that shit lightly, but
it's
a billion motherfuckers making music. I'm number 17, right? I'm top 20.
Yeah, she got millions on YouTube.
Yeah, on both of the videos. Yeah, I'm blessed. Yeah,
both of them.
Thankful for sure.
What you think you got to do to maintain? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we see a lot of niggas coming and shit. Do some shit for a minute and then got nothing. You don't hear about it no more. What you think you gonna do? Well, what you know you gonna do to maintain this
shit? I got the music shit. It's me. I'm chosen. I got it. You feel me? No, like, in the most humble way. I got it. For sure. Like, it's just different. I don't know. Like, I ain't never know how different how different I was till like, then I got in this shit and, like, other people were telling me. And I realized it because I'm just making music. Yeah, I think like, and I when I make music, I'm just hearing myself. I don't know how other people taking it. I'm real hard on myself, so I make some shit and think it's like whatever.
You don't overthink the shit, like
Who wants smoke? That shit was whatever to me. But then, like, when I posted the snippet and seen how everybody else reacted to it, I was like, okay, I got it. Yeah, it was fucked up about it.
Yeah, because I know, like, the first time I heard it, I was in a club, and, like, I just heard a whole bunch of people, like, stomping and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was, like, I didn't know that was, like, the name of the fucking song. Like, and that shit just went crazy ever since. Like, I started, like, once I heard it that one time, I started hearing that shit everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like,
it had to grow on some people. It had to grow on some people.
Being this young, receiving all, you know what I'm saying, the notoriety, fame, and all that shit, how you keep from letting that shit from go to your head, like?
It don't, because I'm never satisfied, so it don't go to my head, because, like,
that's a great
answer. I don't be thinking I'm, like, I don't be thinking I ain't, like, I feel like I got a long way to go, like, I don't even feel like.
So you don't ever get content with certain shit, and you know you got to keep going further.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Hard.
That's hard. Like, if I walk, I feel like when I walk in the mall, okay, motherfucker asked for a picture, I feel like everybody in that bitch supposed to know who I am. So if it ain't like that,
this shit supposed to be pandemonium.
Yeah,
y'all supposed to be goddamn.
So it ain't
in
like
my hotel room.
If I'm in the mall, motherfucker know who I am. If I'm in the mall, motherfucker know who I am.
So when it comes to like pictures and like fans and shit like that, like, are you the type of nigga to like take every picture with every fan and every like kid and you know what I'm saying? All that shit? Or are you one of them like not today ass niggas? Like,
not take the picture. I take the pictures.
No photos, ass niggas.
I don't really not take. I take the pictures because that's what I hope for. That would you see me if a nigga was trying to rap. And if a nigga was trying to rap and wasn't doing shit, and somebody asked him to take a picture, they go like, "You want to take a picture with me?"
Yeah,
and they gonna take it. So I never get the big head and I take the picture because that's what I hope for, that's what I wanted. So why would I? You feel me?
Right. It's gonna come a time where you just gonna have to move a certain way.
Yeah, on
God. Where you won't even put yourself in a position to even have to take the picture.
Because
you know
sometimes I not go to a mall or something if I don't feel like taking no picture.
Exactly.
But if a motherfucker asks me, I'm gonna take.
Yeah. I know what comes.
Unless it's like, if I like, it isn't impossible. Yeah. I can't take all these pictures, but
You'll try to at least make the effort to do as many as
take
possible.
Take a big ass crowd picture.
Right. Y'all post this. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes all the sense in the
What's
world.
What's the weirdest shit you've seen from a fan?
I ain't never really seen no weird shit that I can think of.
What you'd do if you had a stalker?
Motherfucker been following. Motherfucker
That's what
been
saying.
Down there getting shot lately.
You said what happened?
Yeah, but they be following me from my show, tripping.
Yeah, stalkers.
Like, this close to...
Like, you talking about driving behind you?
Yes, like...
Those fans.
Yeah.
But you got to think.
I feel you.
Tripping, like... Yeah. You be like, this close.
Yeah.
I'm talking about nigga be...
Right, you too close, dog.
You be like, dipping to get out.
Yeah.
Then they put a hand at the window, be like, you tripping.
Yeah.
You ain't do
that shit. Huh?
You got scared?
Yeah, something like that.
Nah,
yeah, I'm gonna get security.
Yeah,
like the real, yeah,
yeah
for sure.
Real deal.
Once you start putting that shit in your ear at the shows, you gotta get security.
Yeah. It gotta be no Drake security or no shit like that.
Yes, it do.
You...
If you can afford to get that.
That's what I'm saying.
What important nigga don't got somebody protecting their life?
Yeah,
name one.
That's what I'm saying. I do, but it's still my people, but like they like to carry and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Did they job and woo-woo, I got you. Woo-woo, but these my people, that my loved ones. Like, I ain't saying
okay.
Like get the police with you where you gotta goddamn be on some scary
like,
shit.
To get one, like,
it gotta be layers, bro. I keep telling these niggas, it's gotta be layers before you get to me. If I'm important.
Yeah, okay, boom. So you're saying they got to go through the security first, then get to
my nigga.
Yeah. You got to have, when he's speaking on security or whatever, you got to have somebody whose sole and only purpose in life that day is to make sure that nobody gets next to you. Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Get back home,
like, cause the homeboys and shit can do it, but then you know they gonna have to do other shit. You might need them to do something else, so it's like that's not their main focus. You need somebody who's paid to keep their eyes only on you and to make sure that nothing happens.
Cause in this rap game, this shit done got so crazy. A nigga,
but it gotta be the right security guy. I gotta know they for sure, official
tissue. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
you really don't know till you test them out, though.
Exactly.
Sometimes you have a big nigga strapped
up.
He'll run.
You know, to get somebody that
I done seen that shit.
Nigga,
security will run.
Bro. My security run. You in front, so you gonna. But some bullshit happen, your ass in front.
Yeah, but they might run. I done seen them run worse than a little nigga, bro.
Run. I'm tripped there on God. Yeah, everything I love, take that gun.
Nah, because at the end of the day, this shit.
But that's how I look at it, though. Like, if kaboom, because you got security, that's how I look at it. Because you can always, like, long as they got a gun around, like, if it comes down.
Get
to
me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I just need a nigga to claim this shit, bro. I need security here for the police purposes. Talk to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They pull us over. Talk to my security. Don't talk to me.
Right.
He got the guns, everything. Woo.
Right.
Man, we in somewhere and you scared to shoot it? Get to me.
I'll show you what to do with it.
Get to me. I'm gonna show you what to do with it, motherfucker, but I can't.
Right.
Yeah.
The law say I can't have it.
Right.
So, goddamn, yeah. I just need some people here to have it, bro.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, bro, this shit so fucked up and this shit so clouded out, a nigga will try to goddamn get one up off you to go up, and he'll actually go up if he did.
Mm. Yeah.
If a nigga get one up off you right now, who won't smoke with that nigga? I just did to shout it. Now you going up off some sucker shit.
Mm-hmm. Now he on
Am
the
I right or wrong? No.
Now he might be on the charts.
Or not you gonna blow this nigga shit back or whatever, however.
Yeah.
So a nigga gotta protect that, bro. This shit different, bro. Mm-hmm.
Priceless.
Yeah. But I'm kind of thinking crazy. I don't know. I be hoping a nigga play with me, but I can't be doing that, though.
Nah, because at the end of the day, you still gotta go through the motions of it.
Don't even speak.
I don't. Every time I don't.
Because it's the motions of that shit you gotta go through after that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Shit, slow the money up.
Mm-hmm.
That shit fuck the money up.
Exactly.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we gonna get this shit how it's supposed to be, man. Any nigga who on top of his game, at the top of his game, just see what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, nigga ain't get to the top where they got a whole bunch of niggas with them talking about they finna shoot. Okay, and then a nigga, you could be in the right. Nigga try to rob you, shoot, then they call this a gang shooting.
Mm.
Yeah.
This shit no longer hit my security and gun these nigga ass down playing. This shit becomes some gang shit, some old mo shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, real shit. I just be trying to, cause I know how young nigga be thinking, like, this shit's a soft shit. No, bro, you are a business that need to be protected.
You're an asset at all times. A valuable asset.
They don't take nothing away from what you would do for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? That shit don't take nothing away from that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm just being 100 with you.
Yeah, that's real.
Cause that shit be them young nigga like, oh, that nigga that put up security. So?
Right.
I'm gonna not shoot cause he here.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. If you play with me, I'm still gonna do something.
Right.
This shit just for insecurity be for security. Now you go to club, these niggas wanna grab on y'all. Man, don't touch me, man.
Period.
Right.
Don't touch me.
Don't feel like you can just walk up to me and do whatever. Yeah. Type shit.
Yes, bro. Because I might not be looking this way and a nigga walking up, hey, bro, now you in my face. It need to be some nigga right here, hold up.
Right. Move.
You want to call it this? You know what I'm saying? You want slow this shit up a little bit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Especially when you're valuable. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you just coming up, you know you don't need no motherfucking security. You really might got to prove yourself. But you done came up.
Yeah.
It's different than we trying to come up.
And everybody knows your name.
Right.
Yeah, we done came up. Nigga, then what this is. Like, this the money.
Yeah.
Y'all don't finish still trying to prove something to some nigga, man. Y'all nigga crazy.
If you number 90-something on the charts, then you got some work to do. When you number 17, you're valuable.
Yeah. I feel like you even 90. That's something, though.
Shit, nigga, you on the charts.
You're on the charts. That's real.
If you ain't on the chart, you just run around here with 1, 2, 3 records, man.
1, 2, 3 records.
Y'all nigga bring them sticks out.
Right.
What this is.
Yeah, y'all gotta make a name for yourself.
I'm
fuck
him.
Me and 1, 2, 3 records, I'ma blow your ass up at the gas pump.
Right.
But I'm already him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how many niggas feel like that's my way in, doing some bullshit to a nigga?
Trolls.
Everybody.
Trolls and haters.
Yeah, for real. Niggas be jealous. Niggas be envious. Niggas be like just on some super pussy ass lame shit. Yeah. Like,
so how you deal with like them cousins you ain't talked to since you got them 7 years old and shit? Cuz.
Still don't talk to them. Nah, but.
You still don't talk to them.
I ain't gonna lie to you, mama, I ain't never seen in my life. Like, but mama said I know him. But I ain't never seen him. I don't remember him.
Don't tell you the favorite cousin there.
What? Everybody want to take a picture. Family reunions be like meet and greets.
We knew you was going to make it. We knew you was the one. You know how that shit changed.
You my favorite nephew.
Right. FaceTime.
Hell yeah, baby. Let Auntie borrow some money.
Yeah, exactly.
FaceTime. Look on the phone. Like, what's up? I told y'all that I'm a nephew. But I don't care about shit like that, really.
Yeah.
That's a highlight for other people's life. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, me too.
That's a highlight. You might have made their day or inspired them to do something with their life.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But not a wick, man. We appreciate you, bro. The conversation.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I know you finna have some big shit going on.
Yeah, this was a good one.
You got
one
a real bright future, bro.
For yeah. Sure,
his head is on
because
straight.
You know you got one.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Appreciate that.
Anything they need to look out for?
Baby, man.
Anything they need to look out for?
Who are not a wick? I'm a tape. And then.
When is it dropping?
Out of December.
Who behind your creativity or your shit? Cause your shit don't look like everybody else's shit either.
You talking about just, like the video.
Just all your shit, like your covers, your video. Uh-huh.
My team. Like they had to get me, like I've been on some like running gun shit. They had to get me out of that.
Cause a lot of your shit be like dark and, you know, like kind of deep. Yeah,
like it's telling a story, like your whole career, like it's gonna tell a whole story.
That's how I started off. Like the dark shit, it just started off like that. But when they seen it, they were like, "We gotta stick with it." Like that dark
but
shit. But that's just me. Like I don't like.
Bit, yeah.
I don't like that light ass shit. Like I wear black. Every time you see me and any of my niggas, everybody being black.
Yeah.
And they always being black. I just like. I don't know. I got a bright future, but. I like that dark shit.
When you dropping the album?
Huh?
When you dropping the album?
I think the beginning of December. Like the top of December.
What you doing? You doing a bunch of promo in the hometown too? You going back to the city to do some shit?
I don't know. You probably gave me an idea. I got to do some shit though. Some promo shit.
You need to go down there and do a Big Fat Live. Let your people ask you some questions. Interview. You'll do an interview live in front of your city.
Yeah, I would, but I probably wouldn't.
What?
I don't know. I got to see how that shit look first. Like, I got to look it up and see how it look. I don't
what
know.
You mean? Like, I'm talking about, like, bring some fans. Mm-hmm. Let them ask you questions. It can be kids, whatever. Just live, like a live interview. Let them ask you the question.
I'm fucking asking me crazy shit. I know they are. Because in the city, they ask me all type of crazy shit. Right. I can't do that.
He said, I ain't going for that right now.
Nah, man. Yeah, congratulations on everything, too. Man. We putting for you over here.
I appreciate it.
So what are Nardo's last words before he leaves Big Facts?
Give some big facts.
I'm real home. I don't be. What y'all want me to pop my shit?
For sure. For sure. Pop your shit. For sure. But she was talking about, like, what would you give some inspiration to somebody else? But still pop your shit, too, though.
Oh, at like, the same time.
Like, inspiration, shit, don't stop. Like, whatever you put your mind to, do it. And always have a plan and think before you do certain shit. Pop shit. And watch your niggas around you. Like, watch your circle. Be aware. For sure.
Okay, so now pop your shit.
I'm that nigga.
www.bigfactspod.com. Big shout out to Nardo Wick. Salute.
Yeah.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah,
wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.